Quick heads up, I do full chart readings at iamastrologyreadings.com if you want to go deeper. All right, let's get to it.
We didn't get in the article, but you talked about Jupiter, and Claudia had a Jupiter question for you, and maybe that is a good time to bring it up since we, you know.
I have the Jupiter question, but before I do the Jupiter, I wanted to know what your opinion on the, I think it's called the Thema Mundi. It's like the, it's basically like the astrological chart of the entire world. You mentioned, you know, the United States, and that one came to mind right away. So I guess I want to pick your brain. Like, how would you place it? Would you place it exactly how they do it? You know, it's like, I think like Sun in the fifth house, or like, I think Cancer's like, I don't know if it's Cancer rising or something, but. Cancer rising.
I used to think the Earth was a Cancer rising, but I don't know now, because the formation of the Earth was first an aquatic thing, right? And Pisces is the sea, right? And Pisces places Cancer in the fifth place. And that, I am on the verge of trying to see if Pisces fits it more. So I can't really, I don't see nothing wrong with the way they have it done now. But now I thought about that, because I was talking to someone, and we were talking about the ages, like, you know, how they had the dinosaur age and the different ice ages and blah, blah, blah. And we were watching this evolutionary Earth on Discovery Channel, like the Earth, when it first formed, what were the first continents formed and things of that sort and blah, blah, blah. And what was here, fresh water or salt water and blah, blah, blah. And the consensus in science is that it was more salt water than fresh water at first. And fresh water is Cancer and salt water is Pisces. See? So I started saying, so let me see. But it's the mixture of those waters, when fresh water developed with the salt water, that kind of brought about a lot of life. And Cancer in the fifth, in the place of life, you know what I'm saying? Kind of fits that Pisces rising Monday instead. But I haven't done any more research on it. It was just a thought.
Interesting. I like that you put Pisces rising there. I'm going to actually like do my own research behind it.
What would you describe the type of water Scorpio is?
Boiling.
What'd you say?
Boiling.
Scorching water.
Yeah, well you
muddy.
You said
muddy, Cancer, swampy.
You said Cancer is fresh water, Pisces is salt water. That's why I was wondering for the people who might have been wondering, what's the other water sign then? Scorpio.
Scorpio is extreme temperatures. That's why I say boiling.
Interesting. I would put it under swampy water.
That's extreme.
Yeah, it is extreme.
But yeah, you know, Scorpio represents more the biological life process. So that's why it's equated to the sexual organs with semen and, you know, those type of liquids in the body or those type of fluids in the body. So I would look at Scorpio as more biological internal waters or biological waters. And Scorpio, Pluto also represents, in our school of thought, DNA.
Interesting. I like that.
If you like these daily horoscopes and want one personalized for you, same style, 3 minutes, about your chart, you can book a first impression reading at iamastrologyreadings.com for $25, and I'll record it, drop it right here on the feed. Tips is also welcome, even $1 helps. Full deep dive readings also available. Cash App, Venmo, PayPal, all at iamastrologyreadings. My brother's gotta eat too. I appreciate you in advance.